وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and blessings on you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your sacrifices for his beautiful deen. آمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولذكر الله أكبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جددوا إيمانكم بذكر لا إله إلا الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness to Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, the reward for he who says La ilaha illallah 100 times. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, No person says La ilaha illallah 100 times without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu raising him on the day of resurrection with his face glittering like the full moon. No deed superior to this has been raised for a person unless he says the like thereof or more than that. That is 100 times or more. The reward for he who testifies that there is none worthy of worship except Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He who testifies that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, who is one and has no partner, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, that Isa alayhi salam is a servant of Allah, his messenger, his word which he cast into Maryam and a spirit from him, and that paradise is true and the hellfire is true, then Allah Jalla Jalalu shall admit him into paradise irrespective of what deeds he does. A narration of Imam Muslim rahimahullah states, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, He who testifies that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah, Allah jalla jalaluhu shall make him unlawful to the hellfire. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that while Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his camel, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Mu'az ibn Jabal, he replied, Yea, I am, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I am fortunate to be with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this 3 times. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, No person bears testimony that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah with sincerity from his heart, without Allah jalla jalaluhu making the hellfire unlawful to him. He said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Should I not convey this to the people so that they may take glad tidings from this? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, If you were to inform them, they would become reliant on this and not bother about doing good deeds. Rifa'a al-Juhani radiallahu ta'ala narrates, We traveled with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till we reached al-Qadid or Qadid. He then praised Allah jalla jalaluhu and said some good words. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, I testify before Allah jalla jalaluhu that no person passes away testifying that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that I am the messenger of Allah with sincerity from his heart, and then remain steadfast without being included in paradise. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Jalalu shall select a person from my ummah in front of the entire creation on a day of resurrection. He will then open 99 scrolls before him. The length of each scroll will be as far as the eyes can see. He will then ask him, do you deny anything from here? Did my scribes wrong you? The person will reply, no, O my sustainer. Allah Jalla Jalalu will ask him, do you have any excuse? He will reply, no, O my sustainer. Allah Jalla Jalalu will say, indeed, you have a certain good deed recorded with us. You will not be wrong today. A piece of paper will be produced. On it will be written, I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and messenger. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will then say, come witness the weighing of your deeds. He will say, O my sustainer, what comparison is there between this piece of paper and these scrolls? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, you shall not be wronged. The scrolls will then be placed on one pane of the scale, and the piece of paper will be placed on the other pane. The scrolls will become light, and the piece of paper will become heavy. Nothing can become weightier than the name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The reward for saying, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Ya'qub ibn Asim narrates from two people from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, no person says the following with his soul, saying it with sincerity, his heart firmly attesting to it, and his tongue uttering it, without Allah Jalla Jalalu splitting open the heavens in order to see the person who said it. And it is the right of a person at whom Allah Jalla Jalalu looks to give him whatever he asks for. And the dhikr is, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one. He has no partner. He is the sovereignty, and all praise is due to him, and he has power over everything. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says the following, no good deed will surpass it, and no evil will remain with it. The dhikr is, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one. He has no partner. His is the sovereignty, and all praise is due to him. And he has power over everything. Amr ibn Shu'aib narrates from his father, from his grandfather, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best supplication is the supplication that is made on the day of Arafah. And the best which I and the prophets before me said was this, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one. He has no partner. He is the sovereignty, and all praise is due to him, and he has power over everything. Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who says the following, it is equivalent to freeing one or two slaves. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one. He has no partner. He is the sovereignty, and all praise is due to him, and he has power over everything. Al-Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who gives silver, some milk, or gives directions to a lost person is like one who freed a slave. He who says the following is like one who freed a slave. And the zikr is the same again, La ilaha illallahu وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير. The reward for he who says La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu 10 times. Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He who recites the following 10 times shall be like one who is freed four slaves from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. And the dhikr is La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd. وهو على كل شيء قدير. The reward for he who says لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له 100 times in a day. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said he who says the following 100 times in a day shall receive a reward equivalent to freeing 10 slaves. 100 good deeds are recorded in his favor. 100 evils are wiped off his record, and it is a protection for him from shaitan for that day till the evening. No one will come with anything superior to it except he who does more than that. And the dhikr is, same fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Abu al-Mundir al-Juhani radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, teach me the best speech. He replied, O Abu al-Mundir, say the following 100 times in a day. If you say it, you will be the most superior person on that day, except for he who also says what you said. And the dhikr is, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, yuhyi wa yumitu biyadihi al-khayr, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one. He is no partner. He is the sovereignty, and all praise is due to him. He gives life and he causes death. All good is in his control, and he has power over everything. The reward for saying a similar dhikr, Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He who says the following, Allah Jalla Jalalu shall record 2 million rewards in his favor. And the dhikr is, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, ahadan samadan lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. The reward for saying another similar dhikr, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, He who says the following solely for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall admit him into the gardens of bliss. And the dhikr is, La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa hayyul alladhi la yamut, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one, he has no partner, he is a sovereignty, and all praise is due to him. He gives life and he causes death. He is the living one who never dies. All good is in his control, and he has power over everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his infinite grace and mercy, give us the tawfiq of reciting this kalima, the fourth kalima, some of them with the additions of yuhyi wa yumit, and then with wahuwa hayyul ladhi la yamut as well has been mentioned, or just a simple one, la ilaha illallahu wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, wahuwa ala kulli shayin qadir. It has so much merit and so much virtue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to use our time constructively, you know, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Take heed that with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts find contentment. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.